blessed new year. Raise your glass and we'll have a cheer for us who are gathered here. And a happy new year to all that is living, to all that is gentle, kind, and forgiving. Who are hither and yonder, with love in our hearts, we grow fonder and fonder. Hail to those who we hold so dear, and hail to those who are gathered here. And a happy new year to all that is living, to all raise a glass, we'll have a cheer, my dear acquaintance, a happy new year, happy new year.
Guys, I lied. I thought this was going to be a happy section, but all the songs are going to make me cry. They're going to make me cry. Right. Okay. This is CGSF 90.1 FM. This is Open Mic by Shay the Poet. I'm about to enter the last section of the show, where we have to guess the instrumental. We have to guess the song off the instrumental. I think I'm going to be pretty, you know, sick. Going to be pretty nice. I look forward to it. I'm so happy, you know. And that's going to play shortly after this break.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
If you're in need of resources like that from the DNA, you know where to go. I really like CJSF a lot because not only do they bring independent voices and underrepresented artists, you know, to the limelight, they also, the PSAs are filled with very important causes, which it really means a lot to me. Like, It makes me feel fulfilled in some sense. Like where I work, we share common values. We share common values. That's amazing. That's amazing. But please reach out. Don't be scared to reach out to DNA. It's okay. You know, it's okay. You're not alone in this. And you can handle it. Next song. Okay. Now this is the section I'm excited for. I'm about to play an instrumental, and y'all are gonna have to guess what song it is. Hooray. I don't really think y'all are gonna get that one, you know. I don't think so. Okay, I'm gonna give some hints. The song came out 7 years ago. I know it's kind of vague. It's also a Christmas song. It's a Christmas song. I think that's a big hint. It's by a rock band. That's all I gotta say. 3, 2, 1, drum roll. So if you said Holiday by Vampire Weekend, you were correct. This is how the song sounds. I'm just gonna play like a clip of it. Just a little bit. Just give me a second. But yeah, it's by, you know, rock band, The Vampire Weekend, and it's called Holiday. Released 7 years ago. But yeah, that's how it sounds. It's off the album Contra. All right. We have the next instrumental. I think this is probably the easiest one. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. This is probably the easiest one. I was listening to this album yesterday, and it was quite life changing for me. I'm not even going to lie, because my job, like, I study music, right? So all the time I'm listening to music is either to like learn something or to understand how sets and things are done, right? But this was the album I listened to in a long time that was just like for fun, right? And it touched me a lot. It touched me a lot. Again, it was also released 7 years ago, actually. But good luck. Here it is. Thank you. Oh. Right, if you can guess that. Oh my god. You're a real G. You are a real G. Literally by a band. An American indie folk band. Founded in 2006. 7 years ago. That song was released 7 years ago. Come on. 5, 4, 3 Mississippi. 2 Mississippi. 1 Mississippi. All right, I'm going to play the song and I'll tell you the name. Just like just an excerpt of the song.
It's not all too soft for sound. Bed is hardly shown.
That was by Bon Iver and it's called Wash. Oh, I love the song so much. I love the whole album. This was an album that released in 2011 and it's a self-titled album. So Bon Iver too. Oh, I really love that. I was listening to it last night and I kid you not, I nearly cried. It was around 3 a.m. I just put like the whole album in. It's a 10-track album, right? So let me confirm that. But I think it's pretty much 10 tracks. I ain't wrong. Yeah, it's 10 tracks. Beautiful music. And this summer song is like, they pass the 5 minute mark, or even the 4 minute mark, and you don't even know. It's so, you could feel his, oh God, Bon Iver. That's it. That's all I gotta tell you. We have one more song for this game. I love this track too. I love a lot. And I'm just really curious if y'all are gonna get it right. This song was released 2 years ago. I don't think it would be so bad. But yeah, this is it. Thank you. Okay. Oof. All right, all right. Do we know it yet? Do we know it yet? Do we know it yet? So it was released 2 years ago. Huh? It's from the album... What's the name of the album? It's from the album Carrie and Lowell. Released in... Oh, actually, it wasn't released 2 years ago. I lied. It was released 2015, actually. Yeah. Any guesses? Another clue, the artist is African American. He's currently 49 years old. I don't know if that helps. But the song, let me play the main song with the lyrics. Answer is in 5 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 1 Mississippi. It's Sofjan Stevens, Drawn to the Blood. I love the song, bruh. Give it a listen when you can. I'll meet you after the break.
This is Bird Note. Holiday cards often feature gorgeous red cardinals against a snowy landscape. So it's easy to assume the birds have always been a colorful presence in bleak northern winters. But cardinals used to be southern birds. In fact, they were rarely seen north of Pennsylvania. By the second half of the 20th century, though, they were being spotted year-round throughout New York, and they were nesting as far north as Maine, the northern Midwest, and even southern Canada. There are three key reasons for the cardinal's northern march. Rising temperatures have reduced snowfall, so cardinals can continue to forage for food on the ground during winter months. Then there's human development. Cardinals are drawn to suburban habitat, so as people convert forests and prairies to cul-de-sacs, the birds soon follow. And finally, backyard bird feeders. By supplying birdseed, we humans help cardinals survive the harsh winters of higher latitudes. By the 1980s, as if to fully cement the bird's new turf, its official name was changed from just cardinal to northern cardinal. But the southeastern states, topped by Louisiana, still have the most cardinals per acre. The redbird, as Southerners call it, will always be a Southerner. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
I hope you enjoyed those Bird Notes by Mary McCann. All right. Yeah. You are on CGSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. I am your host, Shay the Poet, and this is the open mic. I'm wishing y'all a happy, happy Christmas. You know, happy Christmas. I'm going to end it with a typical Christmas song. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. I hope y'all enjoy. Have fun, guys. Goodbye. Wait, I don't know why this is not working. Just give me a second. It's going to work right now. Just give me a second. Oh, my God. Please work. Technical difficulties, guys. But yeah. Okay, he's working actually. I don't know why I saw. There we go. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.